That is the theme music for Aging Well Together, so it means it's time to get our special show started. I always start saying I'm super excited, but this one has been a dream of mine for the last few months. We thought we'd give our listeners, especially some of our special listeners, a little special end of the year love. This show of Aging Well Together is going to be different than our others. Rather than talking too much, even though you know I love doing that and I'm smiling at my guest, we are going to do this show as a musical love letter to the people who are aging in our life that we love a lot. Well, we're all aging. But this is a special show in honor of my parents and in-laws and my daughter's grandparents. So I have one of my two daughters with me. I'm going to turn the microphone. Hi, Sydney.
Hi.
All right. Well, that sounds like a really young guest.
Yep.
I know. All right. And Sydney's coming off of being sick a little bit. Sydney, you want to say something about yourself? How old are you?
I'm 22.
All right, so she sounds younger. And Sydney, where are you visiting home from?
I go to school in Boulder, Colorado, and I came home for the holidays.
You came home from the holidays, and I'm so happy to have you here and your loveliness and your wonderful technical ability. And so me and you and your younger sister, Leah, who's still sleeping, even though it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, put together a special Spotify playlist that we want to share. But before we get into our musical love letter, our special end of the year show, as always, want to give a shout out and lots of love to WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carrboro on 103.5 FM for allowing us to host our weekly Aging Well Together show. This is our 28th show, and it seemed appropriate for the last show of the year, since this is the end of our first year on the air. We've done 28 shows. So excited that WCOM FM Chapel Hill Carrboro gave us this opportunity, and lots of love to the wonderful people who really kind of made it get going, which is the Orange County Department on Aging. You often hear me love on their wonderfully helpful staff. They have been on many programs here supporting older adults and caregivers in our community, and love that the Orange County Department on Aging decided it would be great to have a radio show and brought me in to start the Aging Well Together. We are busy planning for our 2024 season, so if you have a topic you want to hear about or someone you want us to profile on the show, do not hold back from emailing me at agingwelltogethershow@gmail.com. So, and if you want to call in a suggestion, well, or have a question for the Orange County Department on Aging, I was going to say call in here, but I think our phone, well, feel free to try to call in here, 919-246-9639. But really, if you want to have a conversation on any aging-related issue, feel free to connect with the great people at Orange County Department on Aging, and their number is 919-968-2070. Or through their website, which is orangecountync.gov/aging. We love the aging website. Besides being a wonderful place for fabulous resources, it is also where you can hear all of our recordings, our podcasts of the Aging Well Together show. All 27 shows are uploaded, and this one will be uploaded too. And so you just go to orangecountync.gov/aging, and you'll see on the left side or some menu bar a link for Aging Well Together radio show. So that's how you can listen to us. Other shout outs, you heard just a moment of the Robert Bradford Quartet. They were wonderful this year, letting us use their original theme music, both for the beginning, which you just heard a quick moment. At the end, you'll hear a lot more of them. And I'm so excited, our first show of the season, which will be January 11th, the band is coming in live to perform. So we have the Robert Bradford Quartet coming in, super excited. And then before we start our special musical love letter show. As always, I'm Heather Altman. I am your loving host. For 25 years, I've worked in aging services. I continue to work with older adults and their families. I help them connect with supportive resources in our community. I'm a caregiver for older family members. And at 53, as I like to say, I'm focusing on my own changing needs. So I'm always super invested in how we are all aging well together. All right, Sydney, do you want to add a little something about how we put together this list of songs?
Well, we thought it'd be really fun to make a playlist with some of my grandparents' favorites that remind us of them. So we made a list. We made a list for you guys all to listen in and start thinking about any songs that remind you of your parents and grandparents as well.
Mm-hmm. And we did a little editorializing, which is we picked their favorite songs that are our favorite songs too. So why don't we just jump into it? So this one's for my dad, who absolutely loves Simon and Garfunkel, but he loves it so much that when he was sick, I played it so often when he was in the hospital that now I think he's a little sick of it. And it reminds him, I wanted to remind him of happy times, not unhappy times. Out of all of the songs, I don't know if this is his favorite, but it is my absolute favorite Simon and Garfunkel song. And so without further ado, let's get it going. There we go. Here you go. Love you, Dad.
Let us be lovers. We'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes, and this is when the pies, and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. Be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read the magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching, and I don't know. Cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for America. Thank you.
All right, I think that one's coming to an end. I love this song. Oh, okay, so now to introduce our next song, I turn it over to my guest co-host, Sydney.
This song is a Celtic woman song. My grandma and papa and I all really love Celtic women, so it's really a treat when I visit them, getting to listen and talk about their shows together.
Look how the lights of the town, the lights of the town are shining now. Tonight I'll be dancing around. I'm off on the road to Galway now. Look how she's off on the town, she's off on a search for sailors. Though there's five fellas here to be found, she's never been one to stay at home. Home you go, and it's there you'll stay, and you've worked to do in the morning. Give up your dream of going away, forget your sailors and Galway. Cheer while you're ready, cheer while you're ready, cheer while you're ready, cheer while you're fun, so you might follow the mother of the cheer. Come now and follow me down, down to the lights of Galway, where there's fine sailors walking the town and waiting to meet the ladies there. Watch now, he'll soon be along, he's finer than any. So come on now and pick up your spoons. He's waiting to hear you play the woo. Here today and she's gone tomorrow, and then she's going to Galway. Shaking around and off to town, and won't be back until morning. Cheer while you, cheer while you, cheer while you, ready. Cheer while you, 'cause fun so while you. For a young lady such as myself, for reels and jigs and maybe more. Stay here and never you mind, the lights of the town are blinding you. The sailors, they come and they go, but listen to what's reminding you. Handsome men surrounding you, dancing a reel around you. Home you go, and it's there you'll stay, and you've work to do in the morning. Give up your dream of going away, forget your sailors and go away. Chatter while you, chatter while you, chatter while you. So what am I called?
Okay, that got really dramatic. I didn't know how that was going to end. That was wonderful. All right, going from Celtic women, or as I like to call it, Celtic women, because I grew up in Boston, which is a good segue to this song, because really, everyone, not just those from Boston, but everyone loves this song. And if you've seen Trevor Noah's comedy special, he actually highlights it. I won't give too much away. But growing up, this this song, I think, is just a must love. Oh, wait. Clearly, I'm not a great DJ.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Wasn't a very smooth transition, clearly, folks. I'm a talk show host, not a DJ. All right, so this next one. Sydney, you want to give some background to also how we came up with this one? Sort of a fun story. The family reunion.
Oh, yeah. We went around during our family reunion this summer. We talked about some of our favorite songs, and this was one that Grandma and Papa really enjoy and that I do as well. This version especially, I think, is a really great sound. So,
and we spent forever. I kept looking at favorite versions of it. And
we
then
did. There's a lot of versions.
There's a lot of versions. And so if people are wondering, here you go.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Microphone up. I'm trying to get better with each song. I'm slowly getting a little bit better with the fade in and the fade out. All right, this next song is a song that always makes me think of my mom. This is I guess the fourth holiday season without my mom. She died in November of 2020, and we miss her terribly. And she loved music. And even though you would think it'd be more the 40s and 50s, she really loved 70s music. She loved disco. She was like, I love the Bee Gees. I love ABBA. Everything else is crap. But anyway, so this song has a special love for me. We used to go on vacation, and there was an 8-track player, if you believe it. And we still use it. It's an 8-track player, and we had one 8-track cassette that I would play over and over again. And my mom is like, ooh, I really love this. And so this is an extra fun little Donna Summer tribute for my mom.
For love.
I was doing better at the zoom out there. Zoom out is the wrong word. Fade out? Okay. All right. Sydney, take it away with this one.
This next one is a James Taylor song that I really love. And that with Die Die and Tutu coming down to visit us and stay here as well has really become a favorite of theirs, especially Tutu. And growing up not too far from James Taylor's childhood home as well, it's very special.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's the silver sun. You best walk her away and watch it shine. Watch her watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now. I'm crying. Sky's on fire. I'm dying. Need I gone to Carolina in my mind? In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't he just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind?
silent late last night. I think I might have heard the highway calling. Geese in flight, dogs at bite. The signs that might be omens say I'm going, going, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. With a holy host of others standing around me, still I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it seems like it goes on like this forever. Must forgive me if I'm up and gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina in my mind. And I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina in my mind.
Still working on my smooth transitions. All right. We just heard we have wonderful listeners from all over, and the grandparents are listening in Colorado, and I know my family is listening in the Boston area, and so we're so excited for folks here in the Love. This next one, we know, I'm looking at Sydney, we know is a favorite of my in-laws, Dolores and Earl. Not sure which one pulled it out when we did the family favorites, which, by the way, listeners, that was such a fun family reunion activity, especially if you have lots of folks from different generations. There was about 20 of us, and we all went around and picked our favorite song and played it, and then we were able to create, I don't know if we ever did create a Spotify list from it, but it was super fun, and this was definitely a favorite from both of them, but I kind of think it was more Papa, but we'll see.
Oh,
Now, this next song I picked for both sets of grandparents. This song came out in 1969, which is incidentally the year that my husband's parents were married, which is kind of fascinating. I thought about this today as my parents were married in 1959, so they were married 10 years apart, but this song makes me think of both sets, especially since I think my parents like folk music a little bit, and this is just such a classic. And I think the legacy, Sydney, of both sets of grandparents is they both traveled around a lot. They didn't stay living where they were raised. They moved all over the country, both sets, and went and looked for new opportunities and were just kind of up for anything. And I think that's a great lesson. And so for this one, this just made sense.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down, so many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
All right. What's so fascinating is this next song. I just looked at the internet, and if you can believe the internet, because I think everything you read on the internet is true. That's good parenting wisdom for you, Sydney. It says that this next song actually came out in 1969, which is funny because I picked it because I thought it came out in the 50s, and I thought it would be a great, I don't know, going back a little bit I'll just tell you now, it's a Frank Sinatra song. Sydney, you want to say something about it, and then I'll say something else before we get into it?
Yeah, when my grandpa Tutu what got a new phone. He gifted me his last one, and I was able to keep all of his iTunes songs when I switched it to being mine. So for quite a while, I had a lot of his music on it and really enjoyed listening to all the Frank Sinatra. So this really reminds me of him.
And I think there's also a good lesson of, again, since, as we talked about, both sets of grandparents were a bit of a rebels in their family. Not only did they just move around, but they took different paths than I think they were expected by doing all kinds of neat things. And really, they did it my way.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who needs. It was my
sort of powerful. I don't think I've listened to that all the way through. All right, Sydney, why are we doing this next one?
This next one actually came on in the car on the way here, and we realized we really had to add it. Every time it comes on, Mom talks about how it's our song and how she's going to sing it to me at, you know, big life moments. So it really makes me remember my family and think of everyone.
And I think the reason why we wanted it here is this song really is about love and being there for the next person. And I really think when I think about my parents, when I think about my husband's parents, my kids' grandparents, they really would do anything. And I think they've proven it. They are really here for you, Sydney. There's a lot of people who love you, who love your sister, who love your cousins. And so to me, besides my favorite parenting song, I really see this as our you've got a lot of people that would do anything, and there ain't no mountain high enough for them to come and help you out.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
Go. Okay, I can't believe our hour almost has totally gone by. We have a last song that I want to make sure it didn't already start. There we go. There was just no other choice for the last song. This last song is for my mom, who I miss dearly, who absolutely loved all of her grandchildren and all of her children. And I know I'm going to make my sisters lose it, but here we go. My mom, besides loving all of us, absolutely loved Barbara Streisand.
Thank you. smiles we gave to one another, for the way we were. Can it be that it was all so simple then, or has time rewritten every line? If we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we? Could we?
Sydney, I'm losing it.
Yep. All right. That concludes our show of love to my grandparents, to my family everywhere. We love you so much. And thank you for listening and have a great new year.
Thank you. Thank you. And I will share my love to all the listeners of Aging Well Together and to my new family at WCOM FM Chapel Hill Carborough for really opening up their studio and their warmth. And of course, to the Orange County Department on Aging for bringing me into this exciting adventure. This really was the highlight of my 2023, and so excited to be doing more Aging Well Together in 2024. So with that, wishing you all a happy new year and lots of love from our family to yours.